We begin the current daf in the sechtes baba kama davov. Begin the manav. Begin the tesmat. Begin the words of the Gemara, which that some have the girsa. Il rab dama b'chulu ibisi like rab etc. Which tesis logis in which we don't have the girsa. Rashi Malik, we already explained previously, which he's referring to tesis on the gimel and bezdim mask mesherei. That actually it is possible according to Rab to learn, because according to Rab you don't learn that directly from Shur. He already explained you learn from a mad side of Shur and Bar, and therefore it would make sense to learn that. Say, so wait a second. How are you going to learn that from Bar? There's no other force mixed into it. Here, by the Avnis Kinasai, well, there is another element that's mixed into it. So that's when you have Ishtachiach. Says to Islamai the Parach, that either the Gers is the Parach or the Parishis, which refers to Tosis on Dafhema Beis and Maslaki, that the Leichash of Eish, we already explained that Eish is not considered Mice of Garmaloi. It's not considered your actions cause the fish of Messiah, because the Eish, you can't make the Mazik on your own, the wind assists with that too. So the Gemara could have asked and says, wait a second, that could have been a question that you cannot learn it from Bar, because Bar, your actions caused the pit to be a Mazik, but what are you going to say with the stone and the knife? And because it's the wind that caused it. But since the question of the Gemara does ask that there's no force mixed into the Mazik Bar, that's considered more significant, because the Hashta Lek the Meimer, because now you cannot say Shor Yechiach, you can't say that ox will disprove that, because ox also it's not mice of Garmaloi. Only fire itself can disprove that, because forget about the formation of it, but in the actual hezek, Eish has karech machurvoy, and therefore that's why we said that point, which is only Eish could help us, like we're saying, is the ma'atzad. Now, come on, the Gemara later on, gonna be bar misgalgal regarding the rolling pit. Parak the Gemara asks and says, wait a second, bar, what could you learn from bar? You can't myself gramaloi that your actions caused it. So why is the Gemara over there asked the point of Mice of Garmaloi? So it's the Leshay Chasim, because they can't say what you're saying over here. She can incorrect Achim Urubai, that oak is no other force mixed into it. The Echenemi, what should you say? Tell him, Babar, Miskalgul, what are you going to say by the rolling pit? She can incorrect Achim Urubai, that meaning that you do have another force mixed to it? The Mashmah, that would sound like they'll have a bar that's not a pit elde koich achar, only through something else of a force. But with Ainah, that's not true. Sharing nasabar, where koich achar, Mashmanich, Mashasam, it did become a bar without another force when you placed it in. So the only pircha would be that you can't have koich achar, but it has to be that maisab garmalites. Therefore, the Gemara is different over there than over here. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara, Lasui bar miskagum. That will come to include. What is the Mishnah mean when Atzala Shavish Ben is, according to Rava, is including the rolling pit by the feet of people or the feet of animals. So it says, B'chol Svam Kasim, and all the text is written like this. The Gemara is asking, well, if it damages as it's going, Koichahu, so then it's his fours, which is going to be the Mazik of Adam. Now, Perish HaKoin Rashi explains the Loi Gorsle, that should not be the text, and the time of the reason is which the bin lekamad b'manech is the gemara is living in the chabzana base in darkened shabbat the adam was by the bedrachim. It's not the norm for people to contemplate as they're going on the roads, and about to call nami and lechay. So therefore, you can't say that the person who kicked it should be chayim because of koychay. It's his force, and it's his fault for kicking it. It's not true. You're not liable as you walk in the street, and about to call nami and lechayvay. And you also can't not make liable the owner of that stomach, like of that stone or that knife or whatever it is, because of a person that caused damage. Only because it's like considered like a common wind that you should have entertained, and it should be his fire. And so therefore that's so that wouldn't fit with the girsa of koichahu, because that's not koichai. If anything, it's Isha, it's going to be the Mazik of Eish. But says Taisis, in the Machim Shabakach. But for that question, that's not a reason to delete this Gersa. Because the Inikadeshla Yelchokach Bechizik, it's only regarding that It shouldn't go so forcefully. She teased to be Zikuru that a person should be like kicking things and damaging. That's darkalis blaming shopper. That's not true. You're saying when they walk in the street that the commercial is not from sign that the person's not responsible. Yeah, that's normal walking. But to cause something to be kicked so far, like this case of Ben Miskalko, that people do look and therefore Lachi Prokta, but the Gemara does ask Kaichichu. And therefore, Yischaiva Magalgal Hakol, the one who's causing control should be liable for everything, and the loy Paul Altikala, and not the owner of the stumbling block, and that's what the Gemara is trying to say. Now, this is bothered by questions. Even regarding the case of the dog that took the hot coal, the hot cake, and it goes to his friend Silo, etc. Later on, the and causes it to burn. Now, part of the Gemara, but then the Chavgilan asks, the owner of the coal should also be liable. Shabbat, he's the owner of the thing that causing the damage. So, what do you mean? So, he's bothered by the question. I thought the one who's causing it to happen, like over here, the one who kicked it is liable, not the owner of the Avnis Kin Masoi. So why is the Gemara asking over there? Yeah, the owner of the dog should be chayv. He's the one that actually brought it onto the silo. Why is the Gemara asking that the owner of the kol should also be chayv? So it says, yeah, I'll tell you why. That's because a dog is not a conscious entity, and therefore it would be a joint liability. Over here, Hamakalkal, or the gear says Hamagalgal, the one that's causing destruction, the one that's causing it to roll, Bradeyu, he's intelligent, and therefore he accepts all responsibility. Ted, you should know because Tosafot proves this. Says in Hidlik Eish, someone lights a fire. Someone else takes the fire and burns his friend's talus. Let someone digs the pit. Someone else pushes the friend's ox inside of it. Of course, no logic that would dictate that the owner of the pit or the owner of the fire should be chayav. So therefore, that's what we're saying that because the one who's causing it, if he's a baradas, he's going to be chayav. Then Tosafot continues says, now, if it rolls through the feet of an animal, so you're right, if it's going to damage as it's rolling, both of them would be liable, because it's like the case of the caliph, it's not a bad, it's not a human being. Other means, so now Tosafot addresses another question. Says, this we come and pick up part of the given step with a bar when you have an ox and a person pushing an ox into a pit. So regarding damages, they're all going to be responsible. Now the mashma that sounds like says after all balabar, even though in the pit, when I thought when there's an adam involved, the owner of the takal is not liable. So to what you have to say is the ma'ariv is talking about adam b'loy kavana, that the person did unintentionally. Now the kibin in b'kavana klal, since he's not doing intentionally at all. So you're right in a way he's like a behemoth without kavana chay balabar kamay adam. Then the owner of the pit can be liable like the person. Aye, but the meaning is to address another question. He says, aye, this says over there in Dal Dvarim, that's the chiddush is that the Adam is going to be chayiv for what he did around the four liabilities of injury with the Mayv Ladis and for the loss of the fetus. Now, Adam chayiv, that the person is going to be chayiv. So the question is, but Baishas is only when you do Bekavana. He's saying, tell me it's Shalab Bekavana. So it says, no, Hai Dal Dvarim, this is saying the four things. It's kind of nezik tzav reaper shevis. Aval boishes, you're right. Ain't chayiv atchis chav, and you're not liable until you have intention. Because I'm b'achav like Gemara later on that vayvav merav, and therefore it says tzav below have a kabod vam del el. It's not like when we spoke about four out of the five. And this was on the Hema Beis because you're right. The hasam lechash of nezik there wasn't counting nezik, and here in this Gemara recording it wasn't counting boishes. Mentor says what the matistic Gemara says that Megillah Beis in chayiv v'shalishim shalavid regarding that. The atonement money for killing a person or the 30 skull for killing an eved shor chayiv the ox is going to be chayiv. So it says yeah tzachlim dahan dafka b'kavana. You're right that the shor was with kavana because that's the only way chayiv for kayfer and shashim shalavid. Avagav levid dim the adam even though it's not similar to the other partner that pushed that's the adam because we just explained the b'shalay kavana like a kavish shalishim shalavet because the b'shalay shalish nagadav like the says later on the gimel menaf and then break shalish nagach, but for adam we're saying it's specifically in the b'shalay kavana. So although it mentioned the adam shor, adam b'shalay kavana and shor must be told about b'kavan. Next test matter begins gemara malabur. What are you going to learn off in bar? You can't shalay b'shos. That's without permission. Therefore you're chayiv. You're not dig a pit in shos ram. But maybe these other cases which have b'shos, maybe you should be potter because as Tais explains. even though bar, even though you could have a case of when you did it in your own property, nachat hefker, and then you made hefker. So then maybe wait, you did it b'shus. So it says no kimin shefker because when you were mafker and hainish lo b'shus, that's without permission. So ultimately, it ends up in the same place. Whereas in the case that we're discussing, b'shus, maybe you would be potter. Next, that's not the beginning of the words of the Gemara. What are you going to say regarding these? The b'shus that it was by permission. On that says the Gemara Sheikh Yishai will disprove that. That's also b'shus and still yichai. Then it says if we're going to say lamandam according to the one that learns tana shor l'ragla. When we said shor in the Mishnah, it was referring to the mazik of regal. You're saying that the mazik of shor. That we're saying the mahatzad from the arma abbas in the Mishnah. Shor will disprove that the b'shus chayiv. That when this permission yichayev is not true, the regular mechayev al rishus anezik, the liability of the regular is only in the rishus anezik in the victim's property. Shem ain't the rishus, and there he doesn't have rishus. So how could you say regular chayev even when there's rishus? Shem says you could say it's kigan shalach rishus salam. You're right. We're talking about where it was walking in the public domain where it has rishus. The hit is vehizik rishus yachad, and it sprayed pebbles and the damage in the private domain. The chayev you're liable because I mean like one like the mitzvah of your testament base, and it's regarding that we're talking about. That regels chayev bishos, which shaykh lama beis chachak yasin this the girsam. This belongs on the beis, but it's on this amid. The Gemara says hakoyseva ilan shenafel rishus ram the wall and the tree that fall into the public domain bezike and they damage. But l'sham is exempt from paying. And b'chein kaz b'sram shal Rashi. This is the text in Rashi's girsam b'chein b'sefer of alfas and that's the rips girsam b'chein nik and that's primary. Now, at least in the kasa b'hu regarding those that it's written by them. The girsa is actually chayim l'sham; they're liable to pay. So it says l'nira that doesn't seem to be correct because the keeping the b'shalay zir chayim. Since you tell me that when they weren't warned, they're going to be liable, as you're saying right now. So you're talking the hawk of the love of the patri. So you can't go ahead and be lenient and exempt him. Teich man, what the sefer says, mamash masir, and they select to list it when they warn them to cut it down. Then they're going to be exempt. It doesn't make sense how you could say that the chayim. Obviously, it has to be like the girsa that we have. There's patim l'sham. Next test, not to begin with the Gemara, idaf karinu. Now, if you mafkir, then you'll have been lashmal behind the bar, it's going to be considered as bar. Then it says, but then we say, but mashal come and bar, and it sounds like the Gemara later on the Chav Tesim and Alf. The cool arm according to everyone. Hamafkir nizakav. So, if someone, and this again, we're talking about the case of the wall and the tree over here. And we're discussing, oh, well, what happened when it fell into the Rosh Hashanah? If you mafkir, it's going to be bar. But this is bavri, it says, because the Gemara later on the Chav Tesim and Alf says, according to everyone, hamafkir nizakav lach and the fiilas oinus. If someone declares ownless, His damaging entities after they fell through something beyond his control, the potter is going to be exempt because it was never his because it was an oinus, not associated with him, and therefore and hefker is also not his, so his potter. Question is why name oinusu? There's also oinus. The bebinim and the tiyush also regarding the building and the planting that he did. Why Pashkumi didn't do any negligence, and when it collapsed, it's also not his fault and his mafker. So why should he be chayev? Why should he be blur? Since they wanted to cut it down and to knock it down, that it shouldn't damage. But of Azman, in that time passed, have a pesher, that's his negligence. And therefore, it's actually like declaring your assets almost after a neglectful fall. Where there, once you mafker, since it was your neglect, you are going to be chayim. And therefore, here, that's what the Gemara is saying is Heinubar. Can you taste the master beginning with the Gemara Heinubar? So, okay, says the Gemara. Then, if you're telling me that there was mafker, then it's going to be bar. And according to Shmuel, it's always going to be bar. So that says the chayin there. Similarly, it appears the Meiri. So what's this case of the wall and the tree falling down? The Meiri kishaziku koyisel beilon that the wall and the tree damaged b'shas nefilah gufa, that when it fell down, the falachim adam lele bar. And even though it's being compared to the case of the pit. And how do I know that? The fact that the Gemara doesn't say, well, Ibad the Kazim Mazki, that if when it's going a damage, Hainu Eish, it's fire, because it, the Gemara should have asked and refuted it. And the fact that the Gemara doesn't do that sounds like that yeah, we are comparing it to Bar, even though it's during the time when it fell. If you think it's somewhat when no it damaged after it fell, so my part of then why would you be exempt from paying? Since it fell, it should have picked it up. So he should be liable. But what he's asking is that so why is the Brisa say that there are cases that you're going to be potter? Boy, more but kind of that'd be the case. So it shouldn't have said the warning that it gave him time to cut it down and to chop it down. Should have said that they gave him time to clear it out and to remove it. Because given the has lock in the free since he told me that it's talking about damage habits after it already fell. And that's the address right now, he says, wait a second. So then Abigav the bar in Hailhazik, but a pit doesn't go and damage. But here it you tell me it damage as it's falling. So how could you say learning it from bar? So it says yes, bar. You could learn it from bar. Because we're saying to the contrary, the other hezek the two. So if anything, of course you can learn out from bar that they should have because their damage is even more. Shalchem mazikim, where they go in the damage. Of course you should learn mebar she'ein halchem mazik that doesn't go in damage. El mazim coming on damage the place. So that's what's saying definitively that you should know these cases from bar itself. So says Benir, it seems to be hezek gach nefila as it's in them in base. That the truth is even damage after it fell nami motzi'ari, you could also be talking about upotamalashalom, and that yeah, there are cases that you would be exempt from paying, like we found in the brisa. For example, let's say the owners didn't know that it fell, or they knew, and they weren't able to get out so fast. So that's not really so difficult. I bought like a tanya. Then why didn't it say nosnalizman to remove it if it's already it told me that it hasn't happened after it already fell. Because like we're saying, it's also talking about of the damage when it actually falls, and Lizman lock it to listen, and yeah, they give him time to chop down and to clear down. Both of them are being referenced. So it says Navahashti now it makes sense the Madamadlabar that we're comparing it to bar tfemalish more than fire, because really it's neither one, it's really a mixture of both. That the Avagav the Bashas Nafil Yeshla the Mislaish Kamalabar, really the truth is that even though you really compare it to fire just as much as pit at the time of when it's falling, the Me'ish Chaluk, because for fire it's different, but Ma'ash in Urabai, from the fact that you don't have anything mixed in with it. But in Bar Chaluk, it's also different in Bar, Ma'ash in Tchilas, in other words, initial formation is not for damages, so really you have to learn from both. So why are we comparing it initially more to Bar? The reason we compare it to bar is because there's two cases during the time of Nafila and this after. After Nafila, you can't get back compared all to fire, only to bar. And therefore, since there's two cases, we reference the one that applies to both and not to Ish, which would only apply by one of them and not by both.